It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. And to start things off, we're going to go back to late 1947 and listen to a tune that was one of two number one R&B charters in 1948 for piano player and vocalist Amos Milburn. Here's Milburn with Chicken Shack Boogie.
Looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Down by the creek, where you can get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken, once more, is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's the place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Careful, let's have a ball. Come on, all you fellas, and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Thank you. information in the news. Tell you need boy club and his back rub will get blue.
From 1988, that was Gene and Jimmy Cheatham and the Big Sweet Baby Blues Band from an album called Back to the Neighborhood, a tune entitled Big Bubba's Back Rub Boogie Blues. That one's kind of hard to get out. And they were preceded by Amos Milburn. We heard Amos Milburn with his famous Chicken Shack Boogie, a number one R&B hit in 1948. Milburn, an interesting guy. He was discharged from the Navy in 1945 at the age of 18, and he ended up being a real heavy hitter on the Houston blues scene for a while, and ended up moving out to the West Coast. He wrote a whole lot of tunes, recorded a lot of tunes in the late 40s and early 50s that got way up on the R&B charts back then. Amos Milburn, he had a lot of tunes about drinking, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, and a few other numbers like that. We're going to turn to another, like Amos Milburn, another Texan, recording around the same time. This time, Dallas blues artist Zuzu Bolan. And we're going to go back to 1952 and some really hot jump blues. If ever you wonder where rock and roll came from, listen to a lot of the jump blues artists of the 40s and early 50s. Here's Zuzu Bolan with Why Don't You Eat Where You Slept Last Night.
Baby! Make it! On me, baby, but I'll get you just where you see. You've been driving on me, baby, but I'll get you just where you see. Gonna put you down, baby, cause you ain't been dealing with me. We'll be right back. last night. Why don't you eat? Eat for yourself last night. Yes, eat with me, baby. Everything's gonna be alright.
Somebody loan me a dime. I wanna call my old time used to be. Somebody loan me a dime. I tell you, I wanna call my old time used to be. My woman been gone so long, yeah, and now it's began to worry me. Oh, I just cry. I cry like a baby all night long. Oh, I cry, and then I cry just like a baby all night long. Oh, I need somebody here. I need somebody here in my home. Oh, there. But at that time, I just didn't understand. Oh, I know she's a good girl. But at that time, I just didn't understand. Oh, somebody loan me a dime, yeah, just to ease my worried mind.
Fenton Robinson on guitar and vocals from a 1974 release, his rendition of Somebody Loan Me a Dime. And before we heard Fenton Robinson, we heard Zuzu Boland from Dallas, Texas, recorded in 1952. Zuzu did a number called Why Don't You Eat Where You Slept Last Night. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Back now to November of 1946 and the first recording by Lightning Hopkins.
You know, Katie made a good girl. Folks say she don't run around in that. Yeah, you know, Katie made a good girl. Folks say she don't run around in that. Yeah, you know, you can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. Yeah, you know I try to give that woman everything in the world she needs. That's why she don't do nothing but lay up in the bed and read. You know she walks just like she got all the world in her backyard. Yes, you never hear that woman hooting, hollering, crying and talking about these times being hard. Some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know she got the shape all right, but she can't carry no heavy load. Goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie Mae. These are the last words that I got to say. I say goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie. These are the last words I got to say. Yes, if I don't see you tomorrow, I hope I'll meet you early the next day.
Ain't got no place to go now. baby, what I'm out to do. Nowhere's where I belong. Baby, if I don't belong with you,
Floyd Lee from a disc that came out in 2003 entitled Ain't Doing Nothing Wrong. That was Nowhere Is Where I Belong. Floyd Lee, way back when, I guess it was the 1950s, was a substitute guitar player in Jimmy Reed's band. Whenever Eddie Taylor wasn't around, Floyd Lee might be up there on stage playing guitar behind Jimmy Reed. He ended up getting a regular day job for many, many years, and once he retired, he got back into playing music. Before we heard Floyd Lee, we heard Lightning Hopkins. We heard Lightning from 1946 with Katie May Blues. Again, that was his first of many, many, many recordings. We turn next to music from Keb Moe from his Grammy Award-winning disc of 2004 called Keep It Simple. Here's Keb with Prosperity Blues.
I used to only know tears in my eyes, and I could never see the sun in the sky. I lived so long with a thorn in my side, and I got so used to being unsatisfied. Now I'm happy just sitting around the house. My bills are paid and my checks don't bounce. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town. I used to work my little finger down to the bone, and my baby would be sleeping by the time I got home. I couldn't go nowhere 'cause my engine was blown. The operator used to always turn off my phone, and now my bill collectors, they don't never come around. My car is running and it don't break down. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town. She came right back when I gave her the keys to that brand new Cadillac. I can't even crack a frown since the blues slipped out of town. I ain't never been so down since the blues slipped out of town. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues. Thank you.
I can't find a shelter nowhere. I said it's raining in Chicago, and I can't find a shelter nowhere. I think I'm gonna go down on 43rd Street and see if my woman over there. I'm gonna go up on 75th Street, go to Lim and get some barbecue. Look out, man. I look like my big woman. I'm gonna have to get some hot links too. You know, she my baby. That's my gal. That's my gal. You know that's my gal. 250 up. You know that's my gal.
Cashbox Kings from their disc Holler and Stomp, a number entitled That's My Gal. And before we heard the Cashbox Kings here on KRVS, we heard Keb Moe from his 2004 release, Keep It Simple, the name of the disc, Prosperity Blues, the name of the song. And with us in the studios this morning is Kenny, well, I should say this afternoon, Kenny Neal. Kenny, it's good to see you again.
Oh, same here. How you been, okay?
I've been doing just fine. And
good,
yourself?
Good. I'm fine. I'm looking forward to a brand new year here and getting started for my touring. And before I get set, I'm doing the second annual Kenny Neal Family and Friends Heritage Blues Fest.
And that takes place a week from tomorrow?
Yes, March the 2nd.
And that's in Port Allen?
Yeah, at the Multipurpose Arena, and it's at 152 Turner Road, and it's just off for Interstate 10 and 415, just before you cross over to go to Baton Rouge.
Okay, if anybody wants information on this, the website is kennyneal.net/heritage. But, boy, you've got quite a lineup of bands.
Yeah, we have a few generations out there. I got my brother Lorey Neal with James Johnson, who is the original guitar player from the Slim Harpo band. Right. And my nephew, which is the third generation, Tyree Neal, who's doing great. And my sister, which is his mother, Charlene Neal, who has the new song called A Zydeco Shakedown. And Mr. Larry Garner. And his guest is Henry Gray, and Mr. Henry Gray from the Holland Wolf Band back in the days. And he's 88 years old and playing great. And so we keeping the older generation a part of this Heritage Fest.
Now, you're going to have Rudy Richard with you also.
Yeah.
And both he and James Johnson were like in that original band of Slim Harpo.
Exactly. Right? Raining in My Heart, Scratch My Back songs, and Tina Nina Knew, King B.
Yeah, that's a lot of history, a lot of blues history, and a lot of Baton Rouge history. How many different bands did your family field right now? How many kids were there? How many did you?
I'm the eldest of the 10.
Okay.
And it's 10 of us, and we have 3 bands within the Neil family.
Okay. And you started out with your father, right?
Rafel, yeah. I started with Rafel growing up. I was born in 57. And so I grew up tagging along with my dad throughout the mid-60s and all through the 70s.
So did you know like Slim Harpo? And
Oh, I knew Slim Harpo well.
Okay.
He was a big man. And he, one time he locked me up in the trailer. He was bringing my dad the trailer with the equipment in it. And he said, go in there and see if we got anything left in the trailer. And he closed the doors on me. And I freaked out. Start to cry and soothe me and stop me from crying. He gave me a harmonica, and that kind of eased me up. And I went on in the backyard, and that was my first harmonica. Came from Slim Harpo.
Well, you play both blues harp and guitar on virtually all of your discs, right?
You also play
lap steel.
Yes.
And then you really got your start when Buddy Guy asked you to join his
band.
Yeah,
back in 1976. Buddy Guy called. You know, Buddy Guy was my dad's guitar player back in the late 50s, and they was very close friends. And I got a call from him to meet with him in Austin, Texas, and at Antone's, and that was my first gig to play with Buddy Guy. And it's been going ever since. I took off on my own in the mid-80s. I signed up with Alligator Records, and my career just took off from there.
Okay, how many albums and discs do you have out now?
Right now I'm around 16 CDs.
Okay.
Yes.
Your first was
Bio on the Bayou.
Yeah.
That was my very first album. It wasn't CDs at that time. And it's been a great run, and that's why you never forget where you come from. And now I want to give back to the community with the festival going. I'm using all of the local talent because we got so much talent right here in this area, Lafayette, Broad Bridge, Opelousas, Baton Rouge, man. We just, we're very lucky to have that much talent in one area. And I want to use what we got.
And a lot of people don't really realize how much there is in the way of music. I mean, Louisiana is touted for its Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco music, which is great. But there's a long tradition of blues. And, I mean, it's amazing. Like, just having Rudy Richard and also having James Johnson on stage with him,
yes.
And then not to mention Henry Gray.
Exactly.
I mean, these people are historically they're
we have a treasure right here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
and I want to be able to share that with the next generation, and hope this blues festival from now on it's going to be an annual thing that we're doing.
Again, we're talking to Kenny Neal. He and his family and friends are having the Heritage Blues Festival. This will be the second annual Heritage Blues Festival coming up Saturday, March 2nd. That's in about 8 days in Port Allen. Kenny, why don't we turn to one of your tracks right now? We're going to listen to let me see. Where is it? I believe we've got lined up. Let me make sure we've got the right one. Pretty sure we've got lined up. Let Life Flow. That was originally from that was the name of the disc.
Yes.
And that one
it picked me up Song of the Year, and I got 2 Grammy nominations for it, and also CD of the Year.
And it had been a while. This one came out. It'd been quite a while before you. I mean,
yeah,
quite
you know,
a long
we
break.
Yeah, we had a lot of tragedy. My sister got murdered back then, and my dad and my brother passed away.
Right.
So we lost 3 family members in 11 months, and then I went through 58 weeks of liver treatments, and this song came from that time when I was really in the middle of taking my treatments, and I couldn't get up one morning. I say, just when you think you got it all figured out, here comes something you never dreamed about. Life is so unpredictable. And I made it out of a song because I was talking to myself.
Uh-huh.
I say, but one thing I know for sure, I got to let life flow. And this song just came to me. It wasn't something that I sat down and tried to write. It was just reality hitting, setting in. And yet today, people still love this song, and it helped them through their hard times as well.
Okay. Kenny Neal, Let Life Flow, the title track to a 2008 release he had out.
And just when you think you got it all figured out, here comes something you never dreamed about. Life is so unpredictable. That's the way it is. Get a little hard to bear sometimes. Things out of nowhere to blow your mind. And one thing I know for sure. Got to let life flow. You got to let life flow. One minute you up, the next minute you down. You can't stay there. Keep your feet on the ground. Life is so unpredictable. That's the way it is. One thing I know for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to let life flow. You got to let life flow.
Kenny Neal again with the title track to his disc, Let Life Flow. And Kenny Neal's in the studios with us this afternoon here at KRVS, and he's talking about his upcoming Heritage Blues Festival, the Neal Family and Friends. And again, this takes place on the 2nd of March in Port Allen at the West Baton Rouge Parish Multipurpose Arena. Kenny, you've got a special talent stage going on.
Yes, it's called a discovery stage, and I came up with that idea because sometime way back when I wasn't really well known, I used to go to festivals and wanted to play and wish I was could play. And so this discovery stage is for the musicians who's not on the festival can come, sign up, and we can get you on for one or two songs. And we have a 15-minute window in between our main acts. And it's a great thing. Last year, it was a fun stage to watch with the unexpected guests.
I can imagine. Also, you know, we'll mention again, you've got three Neal family bands that are going to perform. Also, Larry Garner with Henry Gray. You're going to have Rudy Richard as your guest. And Tyree's going to have, Little Ray is going to have James Johnson,
yes.
Two guys that, again, recorded with Slim Harpo back in the late 50s and early 60s. So it's quite an amazing lineup. And you're going to be going in the studio shortly to record another album?
Yes, I'm going to be recording in April. I just got new management with Alan Abrahams, who's going to take over this next project, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to be doing it here in Lafayette at Dockside.
Right down the road.
Yeah,
the bayou.
So this is going to be my first CD coming out of my own part of the woods, man. And I'm so excited about it. Plus, I'm going to get some good eating, too.
There you go. And it's a nice spot.
On
the bayou, go out on that balcony.
Always heard great things about it, and I'm looking forward to that.
Any special guests on that that project?
Well, we're working on Irma Thomas.
Okay.
I have David Egan's wrote a song.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a duo with us. So we've been speaking with her to do this duo with us.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Boy, David is
that
guy's songwriter.
He came by and laid a few songs down for me, about five or six. And he blew me away off the first song he presented to me.
Yeah, he is so something.
I will be working, doing one of his songs.
Now, you said Henry Gray is also going to be doing a new CD?
Well, yeah, we're producing Henry Gray CD right after the festival. So it'll be in March. I'll be working right after the 2nd of March. We'll be working in the studio with Henry. And it's going to be called, he just turned 88 years old, and it's going to be called 88 at the 88s.
So, yeah, wonderful. He's really the last of those, of that that crew of Chicago blues pianists from the 1950s.
Yeah, he's so energetic, man. Yeah. He's just raring to go, full of energy. I just hope I be like that at 88 years old.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah.
And he's originally from Louisiana.
Yeah, he's a homeboy.
And he was with Howling Wolf from like 56 to 68 and then came back to Louisiana. We get to see him around here, and I know you get to see him quite a bit.
He's got this every day when he's not on the road touring, which after we do the CD, he will be. But he works at Piccadilly during the lunch hours, and that's just a gig that he go when he want to go, or he can go every day, you know, and it's fun. It keep his chops up.
Well, I was told one time that he said that that whatever he gets from that gig, what they pay him, he uses to buy stuff for his grandkids.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know.
So you can catch him at the Piccadilly on Florida.
Yeah, he is, and definitely worth seeing. I hope Henry comes to play here soon, but he will be at your festival.
I'll bring him over to see you after we do the CD.
Okay.
I'll bring him over.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm hoping that he plays for Festival International, but I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the lineup. I believe they've already got it out. But anyway, Henry Gray will be playing with Little Ray's band.
Larry Garner band.
And Larry, of course, is quite an amazing songwriter.
I mean,
he doesn't seem to play much around here at all. He's always touring Europe and, you know.
Yeah, I nailed him down on this one. I said, man, you got to come on now.
he's
here.
He writes some really, really great blues. Well, speaking of good blues, you want to turn to another track from your disc, Let Life Flow?
Yeah, this song is called Starlight Diamond. My dad wrote that for my mother quite a few years ago, and I decided to go in, and I recorded it like they used to record back in the days. No bass guitar, I'm using two guitars, harmonica, and drums.
Okay, Kenny Neal with Starlight Diamond. Whoop, I think we got the wrong one there. No, did?
Yes,
that, that was it. Okay, let me see. I'll try that again.
Sent you from above. Oh, you're my rising star. You're my pride and joy. And you're the only one, the only one I love. Living my life with you, babe, makes my heart. Sent you from above.
Starlight Diamond, once again, Kenny Neal, that from the disc Let Life Flow. Kenny's with us, and we've been discussing the upcoming Heritage Blues Festival at in Port Allen at the West Bayou, West Baton Rouge Parish Multipurpose Arena. That's, again, a week from tomorrow, March 2nd. A lot of great artists that the Neal family has lined up, and it seems like half of them are your family, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Kenny, of course, has been a Louisiana blues legend for quite a number of years, the son of Rafael Neal out of Baton Rouge. That was a classic period in the 50s, and it just it produced a lot of great blues to follow. So the event will take place from 12 noon till 7:30 p.m. on the 2nd.
Yes.
And the website, anybody that wants information should go to kennyneal.net/heritage, and that should be easy to remember.
So, yeah.
Anything else? See, you've got a canned good drive?
Yeah, we ask all of the fans to reach in your kitchen cabinet and bring a canned goods, and we have barrels outside the arena. and we take them to St. Vincent de Paul the next day, on Monday, and just help the community as well. So that turned out real nice last year, and I'm going to continue that.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
You also want people to bring lawn chairs.
Yeah, bring the lawn chairs. It's a really cozy setting, and also rain or shine, because even though we almost outside, the place have a big cover on top of it, and it's really cozy. So bring your lawn chairs, and you can get your spot, and you enjoy the day.
Okay, Candy, thanks for coming in. Once again, your band's going to be there, your brother's band, your nephew's band.
Yeah.
Larry Garner, you're going to have some sort of classic Louisiana blues artists, James Johnson, Henry Gray, and Rudy Richard as special guests. It ought to be quite a fun festival.
It's going to be fun.
Again, thanks for coming in, Kenny. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday on KRDS.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kenny.
All right.
And, of course, the Blues Box is brought to you in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and listeners like you. We are listener-supported public radio. You keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank all of you out there who do that. Those of you who are not members, we hope that you'll consider membership. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We also stream live audio from that web locale, and we broadcast on air at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. To take us on up to the top of the hour and music from the program American Roots, once again, Kenny Neal. Kenny Neal with a number called Kneel and Pray. Have a great weekend. Thank you.